Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom time, and one of the favorite things for progressives. We saw that during COVID. We see it now at Columbia. Let's move everything online. One of the biggest scams out there, even at the college level. You're moving classes online for $90,000 a year. Why? Because they have these unrelenting mobs that are saying, we're just going to continue to resist this. What are you going to do about it? So Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, he might be a billionaire. I think he's a billionaire. I know it's rare to be a billionaire, so... is removing all of his money from Columbia. He went there on a full scholarship, and he talks movingly about it. And you know what usually happens when somebody like that does that? They also talk to other friends that might be 100 millionaires plus. We saw it at Penn. Penn has just kicked out this Palestinian club. You start to see when one of them does it, it becomes, you know, it works both ways. They think they're winning here. I'm looking at Yale, where there's violence. I'm looking at Columbia, where it is made. And a lot of it has its heart. It's anti-American also. But they're not going to relent. Hamas and the attack on October 7th, all that, it doesn't matter. They're having fun at this, too. And they have a goal to shut things down, to force people when they stomp their feet to get their way, and they will not stop it. Why? They've been enabled over the course of time. They're in and out. The daughter of Ilhan Omar claims she's now homeless because they've kicked her out of Columbia.
Some people did something.
And the dining hall. Yeah, that kind of thing. It's amazing who these people are. $90,000 a year. Some colleges are going to be $100,000 a year soon. And I know the argument, who would do that? They do it because it's a piece of paper. It's a member of the club. It's the credential that you get coming through this. There's still an infrastructure on that. But Kraft pulling support for his university that he's really, I haven't seen the full numbers over the years. As happened here at Penn, you're going to see more of that. And Penn hasn't fully gotten its mind right, but they have calmed down, I think, from what they were originally with the removal of the president, with removal of a lot of money that's going on. And this also sets up the problem again for Joe Biden, because you have in places like Michigan and other places widespread, at least among Democrat voters, enough support for this. So it's going to be interesting tomorrow to see how many people vote not committed, whatever the language is, to take another shot back at Biden. The race is tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see turnout. I'll be interested to watch at mail-in balloting how much Republicans do with that. I told you over the weekend that President Trump announced on Truth Social vote absentee, vote early voting, or show up on election day. They're all perfectly good ways to vote. Yet we still had a few callers a day, some of my camp, a few callers a day still rejecting mail-in balloting. Last week, Doug Mastriano said, this is what you have to do. Scott Perry was even more about it, more in that camp. And now President Trump over the weekend saying that. So we'll see. This is kind of a spring training tomorrow. What happens here? The races that I'm looking at, of course, are the Fitzpatrick-Houck race out in Bucks County. I mean, Houck has been a tougher candidate than Brian Fitzpatrick has had before in the primary, in the general. He should beat the woman he beat the last time running again in Bucks County, I think. But Houck has raised a good bit of money, high profile, etc. So it'll be interesting to see, with all this back and forth with Fitzpatrick, what happens there. Also, who Attorney General in Pennsylvania, as we know, has a lot of power. Who will be the Democrat nominee? I like Craig Williams on the Republican side. But that could be a pretty interesting race. And again, it will determine a lot of different things. So it's not inconsequential. The big problem is that Pennsylvania waits and doesn't do their primary early enough. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. One other thing. This clown, Representative Benny Johnson, over the weekend proposes a bill that would strip President Trump of Secret Service protection if convicted and sentenced to jail. So he wants Trump to be completely without Secret Service, even if he's going into jail. It's like with
when
that.
When they throw the convict in there. And like,
yeah, that's it. I mean, you know.
Into the curb.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's just amazing. And you heard Andy McCarthy break it down. I think he did it really well. That here, it's very convoluted right out of the box. Their case is completely Rube Goldberg. That's exactly what it is. And will they be able to get a New York jury just out of Stop Trump to buy all this? I'd say the odds are no. Maybe not acquittal, but something... mistrial or a hung jury, really. That's more likely what's going to happen here. We started off today, though. I guess people are over it. We didn't have one call yet about Mike Churchill Johnson, the Speaker of the House. And where do we go next? Well, now that he's caved in like this with the Democrats, they want to continue to rescue him. And we're going to see more. What else does he have to offer them? But I don't think politically it's smart to take Johnson, to try to take Johnson out now. That would just create more and more difficulty. But it is a real low moment. We have a Republican representative from Florida now with a bill to say you can't be waving foreign flags on the floor of the House after the Democrats erupted with Ukrainian flags. It's stunning to see. Republicans came away with nothing in this, and it helped Joe Biden. All right, hit me with that all-time great confrontation. Let's go to Ray in New Jersey. Ray, what's the confrontation?
Hey, Dom, nice show. Long-time listener, second-time caller.
Thank you. I'm going
to go with the Cuban Missile Crisis, October 1962. The U.S. deploys missiles in Italy and Turkey. Russia responds. Goes to Cuba. We ain't having that. And for those 13 days from October 16th to October 28th, you have the blockade. You have the U.S. calling emergency meeting to the Security Council. We went from DEFCON 3 to DEFCON 2, where you have B-52s and B-47s ready to deploy in 15 minutes. And they resolved it somehow. So I'm going to go Cuba Missile Crisis.
Excellent choice. You know, moments away, that's the closest we've been to nuclear war. By the way, members of Congress, Dan, this will be cut 10. Eric Swalwell found a way to make himself even worse than usual over the weekend. He was talking about how he can identify with the average American, because a guy who makes on paper probably $250,000 a year still has student loan debt. Why does he still have student loan debt? Well, he has it so that he can comprehend what you're going through by having.
He keeps it around.
He keeps it around to do that. Just like AOC. Here's what Eric Swalwell said.
And I have stayed in the Congress because I've got three little kids. I've got $75,000 in student loan debt. And we have childcare, you know, costs and issues.
You gotta fly across the country. You're not representing.
Right. But I figure by living those experiences, I can be an advocate for families who have student loan debt.
Oh, my God. Exactly what we need more of here. All right.
Also, I have another thing. Can I just interject this real quick? Biden was asked today about steel tariffs, and he again had a response that I don't know, Dom. Why does he keep going with this? What is the don't jump?
Yeah.
It's like the fifth time now that he's used it.
Don't. Yeah.
Just don't jump.
Yeah, now it's don't jump. It was don't before. One other thing I find almost impossible to believe, and I want to blame Biden for it. Am I missing something, though? Now, Dan, I pull rank on you on shopping. I don't like you ordering things and have them waiting there or delivered to you.
I'm headed to the grocery market today to do my shopping. Dom, I pull right into a spot, give them my number, and they bring out the groceries and load it in my trunk. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and how much you pay for it. What would you say?
Not much.
What would you say is the number one grocery store? I have the top seven. This one gets 16.6% of grocery shoppers in the entire Philadelphia area.
Can I make my guess?
Yes.
ShopRite.
No, ShopRite is only at 3.9%.
Really?
I was surprised.
Can I make one more guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Giant.
I would have guessed Acme over Giant, and I would have been right. Acme is at 15.7. Giant is at 13.2. Here's an interesting one. Costco has moved up. They're at 6% of people listening in our area shop at Costco. Wegmans, which I really like, but expensive. 5.3. ShopRite, as I said, 3.9. Target's behind that. The number one place where people are, according to Axios, doing their grocery shopping, and it's by a good margin, 16.6%, is Walmart. Now, why is that? I'm not doing my grocery shopping at Walmart. Look at that fine cut of meat over there. Or that give me some salmon portions there at Walmart.
It just feels wrong.
Right?
Like,
it does.
Buying produce from Walmart. Like, there are times where we're in Walmart and we're saying, we got to do our grocery shopping. Should we just knock it out now? And he's just like, let's go drop this off and I'll head off to X instead.
Yes, exactly. Giant is fine. Or Acme. Acme is the most Philadelphia brand and market, I think.
Shafe on YouTube suggests Aldi,
No, not on there. Now, that is low cost, too. But is Walmart, Dan, because of inflation, because of what's happened, how is Walmart, and it's only happened the last 2 years, become the number one grocery shopping destination in our area? I don't even know if there's that many Walmarts. How many are there? 5, 6, 7, something like that?
Yeah, there's a lot.
South
Philly's got the Super Walmart right there. Yeah. You got one over near Port Richmond, another one with the grocery section.
Yeah, are there 10? But how is Walmart in a traditional, you know, people used to shop at Gernardi's. I remember that. That was tremendous. People go into Walmart now. I think it's inflation. I think it's Biden. Okay, right now, though.
So I got a 16 in the immediate area.
Oh, 16 Walmarts.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a call if you shop at Walmart, though. How do you get over the hurdle that Dan and I have? So right now, though, it is time for...
It's Dom's Money Melody.
All the money gone.
All right, we're playing for a four-pack of tickets to see the Reading Phillies versus the Bowie Boy Sox at First Energy in Reading, Pennsylvania on Fight Cancer Night, Wednesday, June 26th. Phillies legend Charlie Manuel will host a free photo session during the game. No more. When you think of Ivanka, or when you think of a great guy, you got to think of Charlie Manuel. Dan, what's your backstory?
Yeah, Dom. So I got this one actually from Jim Kelly, who's a DJ in his spare time. And, we were talking about famous confrontations today. And a couple of years ago, there was a very big confrontation involving a person who took this song that was pretty big back in the 70s, but not huge, but in the 90s, turned it into a sensation, Dom. So I'm going to play a song that was originally done in the late 70s, but I want to know who took this song in the 90s and made it into a massive hit. And I want to know both the artist and the name of the song today of the one that uses this sample, this instrumental, for their popular song, Dom. So I'm going to play a song, and I want to know who took this song, created a new song out of it, and blasted to just huge popularity in the 90s with it, Dom. Take a listen.
The champion of dance, his moves will put you in a trance, and he never leaves the disco alone. Arrogance, but not conceit. As a man, he's complete. My creme de la creme.
So the instrumental here there, Dom, it was taken and used by another person involved in a very famous confrontation in the 90s and turned into a very big hit. I want to know the name of that hit from the 90s and the person who sings it, Dom.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Before we give you the clue, I just saw this, and I wanted to remind you of it. Scott Presler just tweeted out that Bucks County now has a plus 2,414 registered Republicans. I'll give you the details on that coming up. But hopefully, you'll be optimistic about what's happening here in Pennsylvania. Let's hear the clue today.
The champion of dance, his moves will put you in a trance.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And he never leaves the disco alone. Arrogance, but not conceit.
So, Dom, what you hear right now is He's the Greatest Dancer by Sister Sledge, which was taken. The sample was used, the instrumental was used, and turned into another song in the 90s by someone involved in a confrontation. We want to know, what was the name of the song that was huge in the 90s using the same instrumental, and by whom, who was involved in this confrontation, Dom?
All right, let's go to Alex. Alex, what do you have today?
We got We Get Down by Rampage.
No.
Thanks, Alex. Let's try Trish in Westville, New Jersey. All right, Trish, what's your answer? All right, Trish,
Trish, you there?
Maybe Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, Trish, what's your answer? Hi.
Hi, how are you, Dom?
Good, Trish.
My answer is Will Smith, Get Jiggy With It.
All right, nicely played. That's exactly right, Trish. And enjoy Charlie Manuel night.
Woo, congratulations.
And you are the winner today. Absolutely, yeah.
Congratulations, Trish. And I want to bring in Bill here, who has an answer for today's side question of famous confrontations, real or fictional. Bill, what is the confrontation I'm referring to with this Money Melody, sir?
Well, Chris Rock made some remarks about Jada Pinkett Smith, and Will Smith just did not like it at the Academy Awards in 2022. Got up out of his chair, ran over, walked over to Chris Rock and smacked him.
It's a great, great, notable confrontational there.
We'll put you down for that one, 855. Congratulations to Trish. Now, Scott Presler has been on this. He tweets out just a little while ago, Bucks County, the number's the most eye-popping of all. Registration. Back in May of 2020, Democrats held a 15,552 vote margin. Now it's a precarious 1,710. Each week it gets updated. He updates on Twitter, and we try to update you that what's happening here is a change is going on big time in places like Bucks County. Now, you still have these enormous deficits in places like Montgomery County. We know that. We know the suburban area. But I'm hopeful because Chester County has a number of lawsuits going on about all kinds of issues that have gone on for a while, fighting back on how the election will actually be conducted tomorrow. Now, can you show up with 400 or 500 votes from a nursing home? This is all spring training for the big election. All right, that's what it's about. 855-839-1210, that'll get you a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you need to do is just push pound 1210 and we'll get you on board. Now, here are the types of things we have to keep alerting people about to remember what this election's about. One of the ones that bothers me still the most, the Department of Justice over the weekend, I think they issued this on Friday, they exonerated the FBI in the matter of surveillance of targeting Catholics. They said they did not intend to target traditional Catholics as potential racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists. The review noted the analysis was incorrectly conflated and an investigative subject's religious views with alleged domestic terrorist activities. Findings from the 120-day review, which was handled by the Justice Department Inspector General, ordered by Congress, were outlined in letters sent. Now, this is mainly the Richmond office. And every time the FBI director comes before the House, this is the matter that sets me off, that Christopher Wray, that somehow or another we are unable to get the people in the Richmond office where this started to have to testify. Of course, the Department of Justice is going to review that. What we had here come to this conclusion, that these people were being viewed as extremists. The review stated that the suspect expressed neo-Nazi rhetoric, described himself as a Catholic clerical fascist. The FBI wrote in a letter to a family member that he needed to buy guns, explosives, other weaponry in case to make total war against the satanic government and Zionist devil-worshipping bankers who control it. But they took it from that individual and somehow or another got to people that were going to masses that were Latin masses in Latin, traditional Catholic masses. Bill Donahue and others, hopefully Bill Donahue, the Catholic League, will have on the show this week because he has been in the forefront of documenting this, pushing back on this. This is the type of thing, well, it's the same thing that happened with Mark Halk, the weaponization of government. They've done it literally 50 to 100 times that we know of in major cases. It's the type of stuff that is the nightmare for any American, because how do you fight back against this? How are you able to overcome this? Imagine the horror Halk 7:30 on a Sunday morning with his seven kids out there in Bucks County. And the FBI, Long Gun, shows up. I think there was a state police there also to take him away on something that even Larry Krasner would not prosecute as anti the pro-life groups as he is. Okay? So this type of stuff is ongoing, big time. Now, in a moment, we're going to talk with Dawn Kiefer. She is the head of the Freedom Caucus in Pennsylvania. Saw a piece today at The Federalist. They are taking on the Biden-Harris weaponization of the federal government in a wide variety of manners. It's kind of like Zuckerbucks. It's Biden bucks to essentially pay them all under the guise of, all we're trying to do is turn out the vote. Now, you know what, when we first stumbled on Zuckerbucks and that group that had $411 million, the idea was they were coming up with satellite offices, more information, churning out the votes in heavily Democratic areas. That appears to be stopped in Pennsylvania, that from Zuckerberg. But what about from the federal government? But there's all manner of things that this Freedom Caucus is engaged in election integrity. And the point is this, it's not just about mail-in balloting, increasing banking votes. It's also about legitimate things that Democrats have been up to and trying to rein them into the letter of the law, to black letter law. That's all that we're asking when it comes to election law. You can't make these things up. You can't do whatever you want. Just to skirt the, as they did in 2020. That's where the battle is. All right, phone lines to get in are 855-839-1210. We'll get a winner today, too. These confrontations are really good, and we'll put your name in the hat for the big prize at the end of the week. Two-pronged approach 2024. Of course, offense, President Trump tweeting out over the weekend, absentee balloting, early voting, voting on Election Day, they're all good. But also defense, and defense even before the game fully gets operational, election integrity. The Federalist has a big piece up today saying this go-to legislator on election law has the most consequential array of things that matter, particularly in a swing state, the big swing state, Pennsylvania. She's the head of the Freedom Caucus. She joins us again from Harrisburg, I believe, Representative Dawn Kiefer, back with us on Talk Radio 1210. Representative, welcome in. And that is a glowing piece in The Federalist.
That was a very flattering piece.
Well, on one of the most important things to get involved in. So your case is similar with Biden to, for listeners, the Zuckerbucks. What exactly are you probing or challenging?
So we filed our case back in, I believe it was February now, and it's a civil rights case as legislators, saying that the executive branch, President Biden, Governor Shapiro, and the Department of State usurped our constitutional rights. These are rights that were delegated to us as legislators that can't be given away, that they can't take, and these are specifically designated in the Constitution, time, place, and manner. So it was Shapiro's automatic voter registration, the president's executive order that made basically charged all of his state agencies to go out and do voter registration drives, and you also had your you also had the Secretary of State at the time who did an order. I apologize. It did an order that basically told the counties to not follow the law.
Okay. So the most consequential, though, according to the Federalists, but that's quite an array of them, is the so-called Biden bucks, where we're marshaling the entire federal government. You're given what you're trying to do there. Where does that stand right now?
Okay. So the case. So once we filed the case on that, so it went to the third district court, The judge read it, and she said, no, you don't have standing as legislators on behalf of the entire General Assembly. We believe she's wrong, so we have filed a motion to reconsider, and we have also filed a petition. It essentially says, you know, we want an emergency hearing by the Supreme Court on this issue of standing. This is an issue of standing. When they say there have been no cases that have been found on election, most of those cases were thrown out on technicality, and numerous cases were on this issue of standing. Do we have standing as state legislators and as the candidate? And that's something the Supreme Court has not answered, and it's something that needs to be answered because there have been conflicting decisions.
Well, I would say, Representative, and we saw this in 2020, if the Supreme Court really is going to be the institution they should, to your point, they have to step into this and a myriad of other issues. If they balk, if they let this go on, we're not going to have any confidence in this election. They are the ultimate body. They have to be involved early and often on this. They neglected it in 2020. Now, this would serve as a model then, particularly in the other swing states, if you get traction with this. That's what the Federalist says. And I couldn't agree with you more. Give me, since you're in the forefront of this in Pennsylvania, where we are here in Pennsylvania, this is a big thing you're doing with Biden. How are you feeling versus 2020 on the issue of defense? That would mean election integrity. How are you feeling things are going?
Well, from the judicial standpoint, I don't feel like it's going well.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mean, this is one of, you know, another Hail Mary that we're throwing here, trying to get in a better position before the general election in November. But there have been little changes at the state level, and you have all of this ambiguity, and you have, so while we do delegate our powers as legislators to the executive to promulgate laws or administer laws, we never delegate the authority to break the law, to not follow the law, number one. Number two, agencies do not have the power to interpret the law, and that's what they continuously do. Oh, well, we believe, we understand what you wrote to mean X, Y, Z. Where the law is not clear, they must take it to the courts. And they did that numerous times in 2020 when the law wasn't what they wanted it to be, right? They ran to the Supreme Court because we have this thing called King's Bench power, ran to the Supreme Court and asked for a decision. And that's how we got our drop boxes, because our statute as written does not provide for drop boxes. But what the Pennsylvania Supreme Court did was said, oh, well, we believe those are satellite offices. And those are provided for in statute. Therefore, you are allowed to have drop boxes.
So what's the remedy?
Trying to stop those things.
Yeah, so that's it exactly. Now, how do you feel on the offense side? I haven't asked you, so I don't know. People like Doug Mastriano, we had Scott Perry on, President Trump over the weekend. I've been saying, look, it's regrettable that we got to this point with Act 77, et cetera, but that if we don't do mail-in balloting, somewhat effectively, we don't have much of a chance here. How do you feel about that?
So I believe there's been a full throttle on mail-in ballots. I'm not sure that that's what's going to win or lose this election, frankly, but where I believe the ground game needs to be is all boots on the ground, right? You be a minority inspector, majority inspector. All the candidates need to have their delegates in observing the canvassing of the ballots, and that includes all of those mail-in ballots, right? Getting these numbers, requiring the counties to follow the law and to actually reconcile before certifying any election numbers, because we have this continuous contradiction almost in every election where they certify one number, but it's not reflected in the state SURE system. And one time the secretary will say, yes, that's where we're getting all our data from. The next time, oh, no, it's individual counties. You can't have it both ways. And so knowing all of these things in advance, knowing what we're supposed to be looking for, documenting it, that's going to be our offense.
How about you mentioned Governor Shapiro, and ominously, and you're aware of this, I think listeners are a little bit, this is months before the general election. He rolls this out in connection with Homeland Security, cybersecurity, and these others. I would tell you, you would be one of the top three targets where they're going to say misinformation and maybe.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're right up there. You know, when I look across Pennsylvania, as far as mainstream people, not people that are on the outlier, you're ahead of the Freedom Caucus. You're a fountain of misinformation. Josh Shapiro's probably got a big bulletin board up there with like the mob, you know, they got Dawn Kiefer's face up there.
And that's not the only reason that they came up with those commissions. In my opinion, I've been following that very, very closely. And if you look within the last month or so, all of a sudden they're running this narrative, and it's a concerted effort of all the threats, the high level of threats against election workers. It's, you know, it's a very, you know, contentious atmosphere that's out there, and we're losing them. There's a high turnover, and it's this narrative over and over again. The Brennan Center did an article on it, and it's based upon feelings. Like, since 2020, there have been 16 prosecutions for election threats or harassment. So it's a false narrative that's out there that's scaring our election workers away, or that's putting this whole look how anxious and the vitriol that's out there. They're ginning this up, in my opinion. They're provoking it as part of that task force. I don't think the task force is just to go after what they're going to classify as mis or disinformation, right? Anything that challenges them, regardless of facts, is misinformation or disinformation. God forbid, you know, anybody actually look to see what happened. I'm just asking for the numbers to add up. It's fundamentals. It's 101, right? If my county certifies this number, right? If they tell me that, you know, 200,000 people voted, I want to know who those 200,000 people are.
Representative, if you take a moment, too, for listeners, this is how much people are paying attention to this and how sharp this audience is. People call me and they throw out the term chain of custody a lot. And that's critical. Give me your thoughts on that. What happened in 2020 versus now? What can be done to ensure chain of custody once the ballots are moving, I guess, either electronically or otherwise, from one point to another? What do you say about that?
Absolutely. That is critical. And we have been challenging the Department of State in Pennsylvania on that chain of custody, which is all internal control, right? Systems of internal control that they need to have. It needs to be processes and procedures. You don't make it up as you go. These are all documented. This is what business does all the time. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars for these different accounting firms and logistical people to come in. There's no reason that we shouldn't have systems of internal control. And there are none in the Department of State. To this day, there are none. So for general guidance and directives to the county, just so you can make sure that, A, do I have that chain of custody? Can I tell you where that ballot is from point A to point B? Where are we at? Where are we at in that system? That's not a difficult thing to do. Amazon does it every damn day.
Yes. And, and they certainly have a bigger task than that. They have a million items to deliver. Well, would you do this?
Right.
Keep my producer, Dan, in the loop on these ongoing things. I just wanted listeners to be aware the Freedom Caucus is out there, among others, playing these things well in advance of where we are. In your case, with the Biden bucks, is one of the biggest in the country. So thanks for what you're doing. Just update us, would you, of what goes on. Anything you want to talk about, we're here.
Sounds good. Thank you, Dom.
You're welcome. Representative Dawn Kiefer here on Talk Radio 1210. You know, my feelings on Al Schmidt. Look, we don't want election workers, certainly poll watchers and others, to be threatened in any way, shape, or form. But you hear what some of the concerns are. So what you can do is what she's doing. Or you could throw up your hands and say, well, they're going to do all these things, and nothing seems to stop them. The Trump people talking about 100,000 people out there, lawyers and others, in the swing states. And people like Dawn Kiefer here, who heads the Freedom Caucus, the lawsuits, the things they're involved in legislatively and otherwise. Not easy here in Pennsylvania, though. This is a state they desperately want to win. In fact, in Scranton last week, President Biden said to the assembly people in his home area there, here's what he said. You're my ticket to the White House, Biden told the room. You, Pennsylvania. There you go. I can't say it any better than that. By the way, President Trump recognizes that, too, with the primary tomorrow. He'll be on with Rich today at 5 o'clock. That is a big, big interview, particularly on the cusp of the primary and moving forward tomorrow. All right. It is the lightning round coming up at 855-839-1210. Today's side question, coming off the birthday of Jack Nicholson, that confrontation in A Few Good Men. Hit us with that all-time confrontation, real or fictional. We'll get the answer next on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is right. Today, Dan has been when he stumbled into this, one of the all-time greats. Be ready to go. All-time confrontation coming off A Few Good Men. By the way, Athan K., I'm not going to try the last name until tomorrow, Dan. I want it phonetically in 18 syllables. Tweets out, this is the first time, and he's got great stuff on this, that all 67 counties in Pennsylvania made gains, Republicans gained, over Democrats in registration. Now, that is incredible. It's Pressler and people like that out there. But you ought to have a sense that people are... It's going to be incredibly close. That's why mail-in balloting. But the defensive side, you heard Kiefer. We need 10 Kiefers out there on the defensive side. All right, let's go to Jim in Newtown Square. Jim, what's your confrontation?
Mine is a realist. When Frank Rizzo confronted that reporter that you guys know,
yeah.
And he went off on that guy.
Absolutely. Just played it the other day. Drew, as one of my favorites, Dan, fictionally. What's a confrontation, Drew?
Hey, Dom, thank you very much. In the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, R.P. McMurphy, who's played by Jack Nicholson, has his ongoing feud with Nurse Ratched throughout the movie. And it finally comes to a point where she wouldn't let them watch the World Series. So that, along with other things she has done, he just can't take it no more. R. Pete McMurphy just grabs her by the throat and just tries to strangle her.
Yeah, but you know who I like in this confrontation? Nicholson at his best. You're right. I like, yeah, and I think she won the Academy Award. Nurse Ratched fighting back
Louise
with a guy
Fletcher.
Like this. Yeah, that is a battle, Dan. That is a battle, not just physically. It's unbelievable. Robert and Ben Salem. Robert, what do you have today?
Hi, Dom. I will keep it short, and I will go with the classic Godzilla versus King Kong. You guys have a great day.
All right. That's when they do the Superman and Batman thing. How's that a confrontation? And what did Affleck play in that?
Well, their city's ruined because of these two guys fighting. Come on.
Yeah, but how does Batman fight Superman? Superman, you don't need any of the others.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, he's Superman.
Are you taking Godzilla or King Kong in the fight?
I think that's a pretty even one.
Yeah.
I'd have to go with
Godzilla. Breathes plasma, though.
Yeah, I have to go with Godzilla. Yeah, of that. Yeah, yeah. I like the first Godzilla though.
You're
with the
a
Japanese
creep.
That's Godzilla talking to King Kong.
Richard in Westchester. All right, Richard, what's yours?
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
The Monty Python confrontation between the French castle and King Arthur.
That is a funny one. That is a very good, interesting. Tim in Burlington County. Tim, what's yours?
Yes, sir. I would say in the movie Outlaw Josie Wales, when he has to, him with an armful of groceries has to face off against five or six Union soldiers, and he says, "You going to pull those pistols or whistle Dixie?"
Eastwood had a way with every film, Dan. You know, I counted the shots and all this turmoil. I don't know how many I fired. Well, do you, punk? All right, Dan, this is quite a field to choose from today. Let's see some of the favorites.
So I'm going to go in categories, Dom. The category for the biggest enemy out of all them in a fight would be Dwayne and Valley Forge taking The Exorcist versus the Devil in a confrontation.
Good. Yep.
One that spurred a money melody, Dom, Bill in Bucks County, and not until he called with Will Smith did we think to do Will Smith as our money melody. So Bill in Bucks County should go into the, as a finalist. Jim in Newtown Square with the local ties, best local answer with Rizzo and the Crumb Creep. And the best answer tying to the theme of the side question being related to Jack Nicholson's birthday, how about McMurphy and Nurse Ratchet from Drew and Upper Darby, Dom? Those are my four finalists. You pick the final.
I kind of like, you know, we want something not just to be the most consequential, the Devil. I kind of like Ratchet and McMurphy because Ratchet, even though almost just she puts her nurse's hat back on, damn, like nothing happened. That is an unbelievable. And Nicholson is, if you've never seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's
Good
Nest,
movie.
It's one of his best. All right.
Drew and Upper Darby in the
let's
hat.
Go with that. All right, we're out of time. Back tomorrow with a lot of big stuff. But Rich Cioli today. Rich coming up, and he has President Trump at 5 o'clock today exclusively. All that here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.